Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. Can you hear me good?
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon.
Man-made doctrine is all of what religion.
vision is. No addition or contradicting what y'all has mentioned. It ain't no need for multiplication or long division. No subtraction or any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest the roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, round this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It come past when these people about to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days, people getting played, being so lies of age. But my words, they spray, proclaim the most high name. And you know how it is, we ain't playing no games. Now you give me this word, so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that.
Again, we come to you by the grace, the mercy, the loving kindness of the Most High. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, bringing you nothing but the truth. And it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. But if for some reason, issues of anything that we're telling you, you disagree with anything, give us a call. 919-931-6216. Again, we praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring another program to you, Nothing But the Truth, for another week. And again, before we get into our glorious program that the Creator has allowed us to prepare for you, once again, I want to remind everyone to go to our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org, worldgatheringyisrael.org. And we have full line of information there on the various events and things that we have done, the things that we are doing, and the things that are to come. And just to let you know about some of the things that's coming, one, this summer, you can join us at our summer conference, the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High, which will be held here in Cincinnati, Ohio, July the 20th through the 23rd. We'll be out in the Kenwood area at the Best Western, Hannaford. Go to our website, and then you can get all the information as well as all the subject matters that we will be dealing with and talking about. Just to update you on the various subjects, one of the subjects is what is an elder? Another one is what is a watchman? And who is an elder and who is a watchman? These are very important subjects that we're going to get in detail about so we know how our community should be ordered according to the Most High. Also, we will be discussing according to the last days. A king shall arise, and we want to know, how will we know the king of Israel? How will we know who this is? How would he be identified? Do we have an ID that he will show us? Or will we recognize him? But however the king of Israel is revealed, we want to know how we will know. So these are some of the things that we will be discussing. Here we got another beautiful program prepared before you. As I, and again, I got my brother, Kali, right-hand man, Murray Isha. I'd like to say shalom.
Shalom, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think it was last week I stated and let the people know that only if they knew the Genesis, the first chapter, the Creator said, 6 days he made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, and rested on the 7th day. So the Almighty made everything in the 6 days and rested on the 7th day, then a lot of the things that occurred and happened and was started and began, and even though many of the things didn't come much later on, even all the way until this very day, it was already thought of. It was already in the plans of Yah. It was already made from the beginning. And once you began to study the book of Genesis, the first chapter, you will see the great vast wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that is contained in the first chapter. And so we're going to bring to you a lot of truths just by dealing with the first chapter of Genesis, which I may add, many of our people are not aware of. So let us get started on this journey. Abraham, let me know if I'm not talking loud enough. Again, in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, we're going to start at the very first verse.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth.
And most people don't know what the word beginning means. But the word beginning means that. It means this is what he did first. This is what he did. This is what he did at the head and start, or chief. Prior to this, there were no beginning, because this is the first. This is the beginning. And this is what he did.
And the earth was without form, and dark and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters.
And so we see, as the Almighty entered this space, and his Spirit moved upon the face of the waters, this is what he began to do.
And Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
So we see here, in the beginning, when the Almighty began to create and make, he said, let there be light, and there was light. So the subject matter that we're dealing with today is this light. This light that when the Creator saw it, it was good. And then it was so good that the Almighty extracted it, divided it, separated it from the darkness. And then he named this light. He called the light day. And then he named the darkness. And he called it night. And then it says there was evening and there was morning. The first day, or in Hebrew would say one day. But what is this light? Was the Almighty just literally making light? And the answer is yes. Did this light come from any luminary source? No. This light undoubtedly only came from the Most High. Scientists today don't even know where this light comes from. So they just chalk it up to me, well, it's the same light as what he did on the fourth day. And it is not. And we're going to show you that it is not. But this light is a literal light, but it's more than just a light. And what I want you to see is this light not only ushered in the light, because remember, the Almighty made everything in 6 days. So this light not only ushered in light, but you will see with your own eyes, this light also ushered in the laws of the Most High. And not only did it usher in the laws of the Most High, it ushered in life itself. And not only it ushered in the laws and life, but it also ushered in wisdom. And yes, not only wisdom it ushered in, but it also ushered in the very thing the Almighty told us what we live for, what our purpose is, what we was made for. Our whole purpose as living souls, or living beings. And why are we alive today? What is our whole purpose as mankind? Well, according to the Most High, our whole purpose, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Well, if this is the whole man, if this is our whole duty, then we should know our whole purpose. And all this, plus more than I can tell you, was ushered in just with the words, and Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. Now let me show you this, because you're going to see that the knowledge that you will receive today is not just knowledge to have, but you're going to see and you're going to hear, so that you might understand Yah's purpose for you. Not just his purpose, but your first purpose. Your one purpose and your beginning purpose. Go to the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter with me. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, I want you to see the first thing and the main thing body desire from you. And who are you? Well, you are anyone that has a desire to know Yah. And I'm going to show you the most important thing that Yah wants you to know. In the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter, if you don't mind reading the 23rd verse.
For the commandment is a lamp.
See, the commandment, it says, for the commandment is a lamp. And what is a lamp? A lamp is light. Go ahead.
And the law is light.
And the law is light. In other words, when Yah said, let there be light, and there was light, he was ushering in his law. Because that's what the light represents. Go ahead.
And the reproof, in the reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
And the reproofs of the law are the way of life. This is the way of life. So if you want to know the way of life, you must go through the reproofs of instructions. And what is instruction? Instruction is the law. That's what the law is. Just by the Creator saying, let there be light. And not only the light was ushering in the law on day one, but go to the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, since we're there. Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And as I stated before, what are we talking about? What are we dealing with? And what are we conveying to you tonight, this evening? What we're conveying to you this evening is here to let you know the very first thing, the one thing, the beginning thing that you should concern yourself with. is like the main thing. Because if you can get this, then everything else should not be any problem at all. Show you how important this is. In the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse, what do it say?
Wisdom is the principal thing.
It says wisdom is the principal thing. And what do the word principal mean? Well, the word principal means it's the chief thing. It's the beginning thing. It's the main thing. Because when you have this, everything else possible. And without this, there is no possibilities. And I repeat, with this, it makes everything possible. Without this, there is no possibilities. It says wisdom is the what?
Principal thing.
Go ahead.
Therefore, get ye wisdom.
Therefore, get the wisdom. Because this is the main thing. It's the principal thing. It's the beginning thing. It's the first thing. And we're going to show you how to get it. Go ahead.
But with all thy getting. Get understanding.
With all the wisdom you're getting, it lets you know, but please, get some understanding. And we're going to deal with this understanding, not tonight, but we're going to deal with that next, since we need to get it. Because there's some things you need to get. But wisdom, you need to get that. Because without that, you can forget understanding. Without that, you can forget everything else. All because Elohim said, let there be light. How do I know this? Look at what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. So you can see that what I'm telling you is the truth. As I stated before, when Yah said, let there be light, he ushered in the law. He ushered in wisdom, which ushered in the fear of Yah. But it's something you have to get. It's nothing that you are owed. And we're going to show you, teach you, and tell you how to get it. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, this is what it says, starting at the 3rd verse.
Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of the deity. For all the men that followed the deity, Yah thy Elohim hath destroyed them from among you. But ye that did cleave unto Yah, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day.
Which lets us know that if you want to get this, you can get it. And you can cleave unto Yah, your Elohim. Everybody don't want this, and everybody won't get this, and everybody is not desiring this. But for those who are desiring this, you can get it. Because watch this.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yah, my Elohim, commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath Elohim so nigh unto them, as Yah our Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day?
So as I stated before, when Yahweh Elohim ushered in the light and said, let there be light, he ushered in the law. And when he ushered in the law, did not this say, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And why? Because when he ushered in light, he also was ushering in wisdom. And what do it say about wisdom? It said wisdom is the principal thing. It's the main thing. It's the chief thing. It's the beginning thing. So get it. So get it. Therefore, get wisdom. Again, so that you can understand that I'm telling you the truth. One more scripture I want to show you on this is in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. Turn there. Again, why are we telling you this? What are we teaching you? See, there are certain things you should already begin to form and see in your mind. And I'm going to tell you what that is. And you're going to understand the whole matter of what I'm telling you. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, this is what it says in the 20th verse.
Isaiah 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
There's no light in them. Because what you think ushered in the law? What you think ushered in wisdom? It's the law. I mean, it's the light. So when Elohim said, let there be light, you really don't realize all the things he did just by speaking that one thing. More than I can share with you today. But he also ushered in the fear of Yah. And most people say they know what the fear of Yah is, but we're going to see. We're going to show you what the fear of Yah is. But we're going to not just show you what it is, we're going to give you the sense and the meaning of the fear of Yah. If you ask the average Israelite, do you fear Yah? 99.9% of them will say yes. Yes, I fear Yah. And then you turn around and ask them, well, what is the fear of Yah? 99.9% of them don't know. Well, we're going to show you what it is. But first, let me give you its identity in the book of Job 28. Again, what are we discussing? We're discussing Genesis, the first chapter, and what the Almighty did in the beginning. And you will see that what he did in the beginning, it is what's happening today. And he did everything in 6 days, not 6,000 years like some people will try to get you to see. If he did it in 6,000 years, because a day to us is 1,000 years, or 1,000 years to us is a day, but to Yah, then we will work 6,000 years and then have 1,000 years of rest on the 7th day, on the 7,000th year. But you know that's not what we do. In the book of Job 28, we're going to read the 28th verse, and we're going to get right to it.
Unto man he said.
And watch what it says. And unto man he said. This, who is man? Go ahead.
Behold.
Behold.
The fear of Yah.
The fear of Yah.
That is wisdom.
That is wisdom.
And to depart from evil is understanding.
And to depart from evil is understanding. And we're going to explain the understanding, but right now I want you to get your head wrapped around the main thing, the principal thing, the beginning thing, the first thing, the chief thing. See, this is number one, because all we're dealing with is day one and what he did in day one. And on this day, he ushered in light. This light ushered in the law and ushered in wisdom. And wisdom is the fear of Yah. That's what the fear of Yah is. As a matter of fact, I let you know already that not only wisdom is the fear of Yah, but the main thing, the one thing, the very thing, or the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is the whole man. That's how important this light is. All over the scriptures, even though we identify the fear of Yah as wisdom, all over the scriptures, the Creator let you know that you should fear no man. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't fear nothing, not even sudden death. The scripture says, fear thou not thy worm, O Yaakov. Don't even fear death. But he did have four things that he did say you could fear. As a matter of fact, he didn't say you could fear. It's four things you should fear. Of course, one of those four is the Most High. But it's three other things that he said you should fear. And you're going to understand why. And then you're going to understand the law. And then you're going to understand wisdom. And then you will understand the light. And then you will have the sense and the meaning of, do you fear Elohim? And watch this. Let me show you the four things that I've seen in the scriptures that the Almighty said, or three things other than Yah. You know you should fear Yah. But let me show you this in the book of Proverbs, the 24th chapter. And see, some people think the book of Proverbs is just a book of wisdom, the words of Solomon. Who do you think? Where do you think wisdom come from? And no, this is not just wisdom. These are the laws of wisdom. And man didn't come up with no law of wisdom. These laws are the laws of the Most High, in which you're going to see. In the book of Proverbs 24, watch what the 21st verse says.
My son, fear thou Yah and the king.
It says, my son, fear thou Yah and the king. But let me show you why. While we're there, let's start reading so we can give context to this. Well, we'll get it. I'll come back to it. But finish reading that.
And meddle not with them that are given to change.
It says, and in addition to that, don't meddle with people given to change. They always change. In other words, they cool, then they ain't. They with you, then they're not. They talking with you, but now they talking about you. They believe, and now they don't. Don't meddle with people who are given to change. They make promises that they don't keep. They make vows that they don't keep. They make covenants that they don't keep. And why? Because they always change it. But fear, my son, fear thou Yah and the king. And you're going to understand why. Because they have something in common. And yes, we do have something in common with the Most High. Show you the other two things that Yahweh told our people to fear in the book of Leviticus 19, other than himself. Leviticus 19. Again, for those who might just be tuning in, what are we talking about? What are we dealing with? Well, we're dealing with Genesis, the first chapter. And as I told the people last week, that only if you knew Genesis, the first chapter, you would know almost everything. You would know even your own purpose. And you will begin to order your life according to the order of Yah. And if you can accomplish that, order your life according to the order of Yah, the way he desired it, in the order that he wanted it, with the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that he gave you, imagine what you can become, and I'll show you what you will become. But let me show you this, the other two things, Leviticus 19, and we're going to read verse number 3, and watch what it says.
Ye shall fear every man, his mother, and his father.
You notice it says, and ye. Who is ye? Ain't that you? You shall fear every man, his mother, because every man has a mother. And in addition to his mother, you shall fear every man, his father. Go ahead.
And keep my Sabbaths. I am Yah, thy Elohim.
I am Yah, your Elohim. That's a commandment. That's a commandment. But why? What do that have to do with the first day? What do that have to do with the light? What do that have to do with the law and wisdom? Well, it has everything to do with it. Because if you understand what the fear of Yah is, then you can understand why the Almighty told you to fear the king, fear your father and the mother, and fear him. And the reason why Yahweh told you to fear the king? Well, let me let the book speak for itself. In the book of Proverbs 16, turn there. So you can see what a king and a father and a mother have in common with the Most High. Then you're going to understand the fear of Yah. In the book of Proverbs 16, and we're going to start reading in the book of Proverbs 16, start reading the 12th verse and watch what this says.
It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness.
See, that's an abomination. That's why the Almighty don't like many of these rulers today, because it is an abomination for a king to commit wickedness. And why? Because thrones are established by righteousness. In other words, a king has the responsibility of shepherding or being a shepherd for the people. And if he's wicked, what do you think the people are going to be? And watch what it says.
Verse 13?
Yes.
Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
Yeah, they love him that speaketh right, because righteous lips are the delight of kings. 14 verse.
The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it.
Yeah, the wrath of a king is as messengers of death. Now the picture should be getting clear. The reason you fear the king, because the king, according to his word, he can put you to death. Whether he's wicked or whether he's righteous. All he had to do was give his word, and the people is going to execute his word. That's why it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. Because soon as they say, soon as they talk, soon as they speak, whatever they speak is going to be done. 15 verse.
In the light of the king's countenance.
Hear that word light again. In the light of the king's countenance.
Is life.
Is life, because light is life. Didn't I tell you light was when Yah ushered in light, he was ushering in life. He was ushering in the law. He was ushering in wisdom. And then the light of the king's countenance is life. Why? Because the king, just by his word, can even let you live or die. And his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. In other words, that's how good and precious it is. But not just the king. Look what it says about your father and your mother in the book of Deuteronomy 21. Because if we're talking about the fear of Yah, you can't talk about the fear of Yah without talking about wisdom. And you can't talk about wisdom without talking about the law. And you can't talk about the law without talking about light. So we got to talk about father and mother. And in the book of Deuteronomy 21, and you're going to see what all this means. How is it relevant to you? Just by the very mere words. Yahweh said, and Elohim said, let there be light. And there was light. And when he declared the light, creation was endless. Deuteronomy 21. And I want you to read, starting at the 18th verse, and I just want you to see what a father and mother had to do.
If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them.
In other words, they reared him, they raised him, and they tried to correct him. But in all their correction, in all their chastising, in all their words, he still didn't hearken. Go ahead.
Then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear.
They shall hear and fear. You notice it and say they need to take him to court and get a separation from him, so they won't have no responsibility. They didn't have to call social services. They didn't have to call the police. No, all they had to do was lay hold of him and go to the elders and say, this is a stubborn and rebellious son. And he refused to hearken unto our voice. And it wasn't, they didn't need no dramatic testimony, because typically speaking, when you're a rebellious son, the whole city, the whole town, everybody know. We know what gluttons and drunkards do. They wreak havoc. They're noisy. They're loud. They're obnoxious, full of crime. And the only way to deal with such a person that refused to listen, refused to be corrected, refused to hearken unto the very people that gave them life, is kill them. Did not it say, every man shall fear his mother and his father? If you're not going to fear your mother and your father, you're not going to fear nothing. Put them to death. Why let this drunkard and glutton go wreak havoc on everybody else? He might find a woman, trick her, and then wreak havoc on her. He might sleep with somebody and have some kids and wreak havoc on his kids. He might get a job or go to school and wreak havoc on the school teachers, wreak havoc on the workplace. No, you get rid of this society, this thing out of society. He's no good for nobody. Now, why did the Almighty give them that responsibility? What is the real meaning behind all this? What is this purpose? What are we dealing with? How is this relevant? Well, let me tell you how it is relevant. For when the Almighty ushered in the law and wisdom and life in the fear of Yah, he ushered it in with the mindset that there would be those in position. physician that will administer and govern and rule this great light of his. And in this particular case, the king is supposed to make sure the city stays straight. That's why life and death was in his hand, his kingdom, his reign. And then amongst the kings, the parents supposed to have this responsibility for their children. And watch what happens if everybody is fulfilling their responsibilities. And let me show you when you're not fulfilling your responsibility. And let us turn and let us read something in the book of Malachi. Malachi, the first chapter. Before we go to our beautiful callers. And this also will be seen on our cable program. And shalom to all those who will be viewing that. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, because we're about to get the conclusion of the whole matter. In the book of Malachi, the first chapter, this is what it says in the sixth verse.
A son honoreth his father.
Yeah, a son honoreth his father. And why do a son honor his father? Well, he honors his father because that's the law. He honors his father because that is wisdom. He honors his father because that is the fear of Yah. Because a son is supposed to fear every man his father and his mother. All this is about the light. Now, you might ask yourself, what do this have to do with the light? And I'm going to show you. A son honors his father.
And a servant his master.
A servant his master.
If then I be a father.
If Yahweh be a father.
Where is mine honor?
Where is his honor?
And if I be a master.
And if he's a master, and he is.
Where is my fear?
Where is Yahweh's fear?
Save Yah of hosts.
Where is his fear? Where is his honor? Here it is. And let me tell you why Yahweh gave us the light. And this light ushered in all these things that we're dealing with tonight, this evening. The reason he ushered in the light, because before you can do anything, you first must have to be able to see. If you can't see, how can you do anything? You can't do nothing if you can't see. I'm not just talking about the physical eyes. I'm talking about the physical and the spiritual eyes. If you cannot see, that's why the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. Vision gives you the ability to see things. And when you see things, you have to ask yourself, you see this, I've showed you, then why aren't you doing it? And the reason the Almighty used parents, the reason the Almighty used a king, because you know a parent, they have some children, they raising some children, as long as they're watching their children, as long as they're taking care of their children, as long as they're raising their children up, ask yourself, just imagine, I want you to picture this. Since we have light and we're able to see things, picture this. Picture your son that came between your legs. Picture your father that bought you everything you got. Picture you cussing around them. Can you picture that? Just cussing like a fool around your parents? Well, most people can't picture that because they know if parents know if their children start cussing, talking foul around them, the first thing they're going to do is pop them in the mouth. They're going to correct that and stop that action. Let them start talking forward and call them women bees. Just start calling women bees around your mother and see what she'll do. Start smoking cigars and weed around your father and see what he'll do. See if he'll just sit there and just let you smoke cigars and weed in front of him. Turn up a bottle of gin and you sit in his chair and see what he do. No, you wouldn't allow that. You're going to correct that. You're going to redirect that. You're going to put that to a stop. And why? Because a son honors his father. If you tell your son what to do, he's going to do it. Son, get that out. He might not do it the first time, but by the time you say it the second and third time, I can assure you he's going to do it. And why? Because a son honored his father. But the same mess you won't take from your children, you will give to Yah. In other words, you're get around your boys and friends and start cussing like a sailor. Start talking forward, getting high, getting drunk. For the very thing you wouldn't allow them to do around you, you'll do it around Yah. If you can see because you got wisdom, because that's what you're doing when you start teaching and rearing your children, you start teaching them what to do and what not to do. You start telling them how they supposed to be. But Yahweh told you how to be and what to be and when to be. But you won't be. And Yahweh called that a false balance. Yahweh called that a hypocrite. You got a little kids walk around with their pants hanging down, and parents say, man, pull your pants up. But then you'll take, some of these mothers take their tail out there and go dancing on the stage and go walk the streets at night. In other words, the things that you won't even accept from your own children, you yourself would do in front of Yah. Is that wisdom? Because if it's not wisdom, then how can you say you fear Yah? And you have many Israelites, what they won't do in the light, wait till it get dark. Wait till it get night. Wait till they get alone. Wait until they get into their own little corners. And then you will see. You won't see, but Yahweh sees. Because Yahweh sees everything. He sees it all. Did not Yahweh say, if you seek me, you shall find me? Well, what do that mean? In other words, if you can see Yah because you sought him and found him, don't you know Yahweh sees you? And if Yahweh sees you, whether you saw him or not, he sees everything that you're doing. Just imagine you got two kids. You got a son and a daughter. Or you might have two sons. Or you might have two daughters. But you got some children. And you come home and they fighting like cats and dogs. What you going to do? You're going to stop the madness. Why? Because you know it's madness. You know it's not wisdom. But then you would take your tail and fight your own woman, fight your own wife, and she will fight you in front of Yahweh. Here it is, you'll tell your children, don't take nothing from strangers. They give you the food, don't take that. We don't know what's in that food. But then you'll take your tail some of these restaurants over people's houses, and you don't know what's in the food. They can tell you anything, and you'll go eat and be happy. But you'll tell your children, don't take no food from strangers. And you're doing it every day, day in and day out. Now ask yourself, is that wisdom? Because if it ain't wisdom, it ain't the fear of Yah. And you say you fear Yah. No, but if it ain't good enough for your kids, how can it be good for you? And then ask yourself, how can it be good for Yah? Because when Yah made the light, he said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw the light, it was good. It was good. And the light that you're showing is not good. It is not the fear of Yah. Is it okay for your kids to get drunk? That's why Yah often told people, when they can drink strong drink and drink wine, he said, drink it before me. Because Israel liked to drink. He said, drink it before me, before my eyes, before my face. Why? Because he know when you start drinking before him, he know you're going to conduct yourself right. Be a fool and try to get drunk in front of Yah. But see, you don't fear Yah, because if you fear Yah, you know Yah see in the day and the night. You know Yah see at all times if you fear Yah. Anybody fears something if somebody watching them. Yeah, let some kids be around, I don't care where they are at school, and let their parents walk in that classroom. That foolishness is going to stop quick. Let them spend a day at school, the baddest person in school, and see what happens. That child be the best behaving child in the school. But are you the best behaving for Yah? This is the fear of Yah. When no matter if it's day or night, you're not ashamed. And why? Because even you saw the light, that it was good. And what is the light? The light is the law. The light is wisdom. The light is the fear of Yah. And the fear of Yah is wisdom, and wisdom is the principal thing. So get wisdom. Get it. Now, just one more scripture, and then I'm going to go to any of our brothers and sisters who would like to comment or have any questions at all. And that number is 347-838-8963. Again, 347-838-8963. 8963 and press the number 1 on your phone. One more scripture. Book of Genesis 29. Because I just want you to see something. I want you to see this thing that I'm telling you. I want you to see that I'm telling you the truth. That when Yah ushered in this light, the endless possibilities, the endless things that he ushered in, I couldn't even go over in one day, 2 days or 3 days or whatever. I'm just giving you a snippet, a very small remnant of what Yah did on that first day. In the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter, and I want you to read Genesis 29, starting at verse 31.
And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren.
And you notice it says, when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, didn't I tell you Yahweh see things? He see all things. It wasn't that Leah was calling upon him and begging to him and all that. Yahweh saw that Leah was hated. And when he saw that she was hated, he opened up her womb, but Rachel was barren. 32.
And Leah conceived.
And Leah conceived.
And bare a son.
Bare a son.
And she called his name Reuben.
And she called his name Reuben.
For she said, surely Yah has looked upon my affliction.
She said, surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. In other words, she didn't even call on him. He seen her countenance. He seen how she was treated. And she said, my goodness, Yahweh. Now, how did she know that? Well, the reason she knew that is because she feared Yah. How can you know this without the fear of Yah? The fear of Yah is wisdom. That's the principal thing. That's the main thing. And she feared Yah. And she said, Yahweh looked upon my affliction.
Now, therefore, my husband will love me.
Now, since he was showing me all this hate, now he will love me. And if you can seek Yah and find him, the word seek means to look for. It means to see. Now, do you understand why he ushered in light? Because Yahweh wants you to see. And he gave you the tools to be able to see. And it's called the law. It's called wisdom. It's called the fear of Yah. It's called light. Because without it, you cannot see anything. And before you can do anything else, you first must be able to see. And you're going to find whether it's the first day, the first born, the first time, the first month, the first year, the first anything, this is what it represents. Because Yah has an order. And his order is, he wants you to be able to see. Because when you can see it, and you can see when, and you can see where, and you can see what, and you can see how, then you can do. If you can't see, how you going to do? Where you going to be? How you going to be? When you going to be? What you going to be? And you can't see. We have to be able to see, my brothers and sisters. And I'm here to tell you, the fear of Yah, wisdom, Yahweh see you. Do you see him? Because if you see him like he see you, then you'll be just like a son to a father. You know your father see you? How you going to act? Will you behave? Will you do right? Will you do what you're supposed to do? Or will you be a fool? Any questions or comments at this time, Abraham? And we got our beautiful Abraham working the tools back there. I don't know what you call them, but the board. All right, let me bring them up. Let me know when they're on. Shalom.
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 Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my beautiful elder. Go ahead, we got you on. Hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm very moved by what Yah has did through his servant, his teaching priest, this evening of this day. And it's very wonderful when you are held it to Genesis 1, it covered everything. Like, I've been having faith to know and wisdom to see according to what Yah shows. And when a brethren like yourself come along and lay it out according to what thus saith Yah, and puts all your lights together to show you examples in today's world, which shows that the eternal Yah is present. Like you said, he chooses to hide himself to see what we're going to do. And I topped it off when you said that would you get drunk in front of Yah? No. You would conduct yourself in a modest, classy way to go on representing as you should. So I just want to thank Yah and give you the credit for him making the delivery through you to give such an excellent message. It seemed like it would wake up so many of our people the way Yah conducted your mouth and brain and mind to say it. So he is looking out for those who might come in and realize that in the beginning was that wisdom, that light, and it is life, and it's the law, and out of it comes them commandments, which are pertinent to the law. So, you know, brilliant, beautiful, beloved brother, brilliant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's beautiful. Your words are beautiful as well, Elder. And now just read a scripture concerning your words. And it's in the book of Psalm 19. And you know this song very well. And watch what Yahweh say about this song, because it's exactly what we're talking about tonight. Ask yourself, as you stated, that how would you conduct yourself before the high Elohim? Matter of fact, you know, Almighty said the only one that can come before him is one with clean hands and a pure heart. So you know it ain't going to be no drunkard. You know it ain't going to be no liar. You know it ain't going to be no thief. You know it ain't going to be anybody that got some skeletons in the closet. Man, clean out that closet. Look what it says in the book of Psalm 19, starting at the 7th verse. The law of Yah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yah is clean and doing forever, and the judgments of Yah are true and righteous altogether. And little do people know why. Why is the law so perfect? Why is the testimony so sure? Why is the statute so right? And why is the commandment is so pure and light in the eyes? Well, let me show you why, starting at the very first verse, because I want you to see this. And start reading at the first verse, brother.
The heavens declare the glory of Elohim, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
And why? What glory is it talking about? What handiwork are you seeing? It's the light. That's what it say.
Day unto day uttereth speech.
In other words, it's constantly communicating with you to let you know what's going on.
And night unto night sheweth knowledge.
Yeah, it's showing you knowledge even in the night. Why? Because even Yahweh loved us so much and had so much mercy on us that he even put light in the night.
There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
Yeah, their speech and language is told everywhere.
Their line is gone out through all the earth. And their words to the end of the world.
To the end of the world and back.
In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun.
Because he wants the sun to touch everything.
Which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. And rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race.
In other words, this light is just going everywhere, touching everything, touching everybody.
His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it.
And what's a circuit?
Circle.
Circuit is a circle, right? Something that goes round and round and round and round. Yeah, I know people think it's going oval and oval and oval. I don't know what's going on with this. Earth is flat and all that, but go ahead. And there is nothing here from the heat thereof, because that's what you're going to get from the light. That's how you know it's talking about light. Because there's nothing, and I mean nothing, the coldest place on earth is not even hid from it. Everything this heat is going to touch. And why? Because Yahweh wanted the whole earth that had his light. Hallelujah. Any other callers? Questions? All right, and let me show y'all another scripture. Continuing to let you know what I'm telling you is the truth. I want you to see what Yahweh said in the book of Jeremiah, 6th chapter. What are we discussing? What are we talking about? What are we trying to let you know? That when Yahweh made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is in 6 days, he did exactly that and rested the 7th day. And all we dealing is with the first day. And I can go on and on all the things that was ushered in on this first day. All I'm dealing with is the main thing, the principal thing, the chief thing. Because the chief thing is the thing that gives you the ability to see. And that is light. Because if you can't see, you can forget everything else. This is what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter. And I want you to start reading at the 16th verse.
Thus saith Yah.
Thus saith Yah.
Stand ye in the ways.
He wants you to stand in the ways.
and see.
See, because you can't do nothing without seeing, without light. That's what it gives you, the ability to see.
And ask for the old paths. Where is the good way?
Because the light is good. Yah said, let there be light. And there was light. And he saw the light that it was good. So that's what you need to ask for. Where is the good way? Well, let me show you the good way. Let me show you the beginning of Yahweh's ways. For this is the beginning of Yahweh's ways. It's light.
And walk therein.
And once you find it, walk therein.
And ye shall find rest for your soul.
And you're going to find the rest that you've been looking for.
But they said, we will not walk therein.
See, in other words, you say you want rest. You're not willing to do what it takes to get rest. Ask for the old paths. Ask for the stand in the way and just see and look. And please, my good brothers and sisters, walk therein. One more scripture. In the book of Psalm 34. Because you have to be able to see. And if you do see, what's the problem? Why you ain't doing? You see it. I showed you. And after I showed you, then I told you, and you still not going to do? In the book of Psalm 34, the 8th verse, watch what it says.
Oh, taste. And see.
You notice it said, oh, taste and what? See.
That Yahweh is good.
That Yahweh is good. If you don't see this thing that I'm telling you, how could you have wisdom? And if you don't have wisdom, how can you fear Yah? Oh, taste and see that Yah is good.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
And blessed is the man that trusted in him. My beloved brothers and sisters, let us fear Yah. Let us get wisdom. Let us seize upon the light. Let us do the law so that we might find rest for our souls. Until next week, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.